Rino Tidakatane is the MP for Te Taitunga. Some satisfaction for our people down country too that they are moving out of alert level 4. It's been debilitating for business, particularly hospo and the like. And now restaurants can open. They can't allow customers into the dine, but they can certainly serve kai from the front if it's contactless and the like. In level 3, you'll be looking forward to the change. Rino, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Oh, certainly great to be moving down these alert levels to level 3 for tomorrow onwards, I guess. A big mihi and acknowledgements to all of our whānau up in Tāmaki and in Tai Tokerau, around the motu, really, for, allowing us to be able to go down these alert levels and keeping vigilant, and especially all the people on the front lines that are working in MIQs, testing, vaccinating, health workforce, right across the motu. Everyone's doing an amazing job, and it's very, very humbling. And I know that down into Waipounamu, everyone is all naturally concerned, but we're also very keen to play our part and ensure that we all get through this.
We often talk about urban centres, and I speak with Helen Lai from Te Putahitanga or Te Waipounamu regularly. And yes, there is a lot of anxiety. Sadly, food security is an ongoing issue, particularly in the urban centres. We're witnessing it here at our marae as well, Rino. But your electorate covers huge swathes of land and pockets and communities that we seldom talk of. What might you say of places like Hokitika or further south and Invercargill, Dunedin Bluff? I mean, what's the situation there, and what are some of the hardships that our Māori people are facing in those communities?
Oh, there is hardship being faced by whānau everywhere. But I do want to acknowledge our social service agencies, whānau water, our food hubs that have been established, largely on the back of our lockdown last year, setting up all that infrastructure. There is support out there, but it's particularly felt by in communities where they aren't on the highest of incomes, and being locked down, whānau tamariki. There are all those stresses and strains. So that's definitely been coming to the fore. But again, just acknowledging the fantastic work that's been going on, just to ensure that we have the food banks and the food distribution, manaaki packs that have been a real lifeline for our kaumātua and for our whānau. And I think definitely in the smaller communities as well, I've seen it firsthand. How everyone just comes in together, Māori pātea, everyone is there to support each other. And so that's been, really heartening to see, particularly for our kaumātua as well. There's no whakamāori out there. I think everyone just realises, when there's a brother or a sister in need, everyone reaches out and, for those that are essential services to do that mahi, they've been doing a wonderful job.
Well, we know that mainlanders are nonplussed about Jaffers at the best of times, mate, but the fact that there's been a case in Christchurch, perhaps some of the resentment at being in lockdown level 4 has waned. Your thoughts?
Yes, I think the fact that we had close contacts in locations of interest that, over 100 odd, that are still self-isolating in Te Waipounamu, and the fact that there were traces in the wastewater, I think it still meant everyone was alert. We were quite fortunate. There's been wonderful weather in Te Waipounamu over the period, so I guess their spring has come early, although I hear it's just moved in. It's variable, obviously, the past couple of days, but by and large, I think whānau have just been accepting of the situation. We've been through it before, and I feel particularly for our small business owners, hospitality, especially tourism, and that's why we have got those supports out there, which we are trying to get out the door as fast as we can for those qualifying eligible businesses to get the support that they need through resurgence payments and wage subsidies and the like.
I see Parliament's restarting today, but with limited physical contact, just a few MPs from the various parties meeting in Wellington. I guess you'll be involved in Sumis, or have you put your hand up to be one who hits the beehive again?
Well, fortunately, I didn't get drawn. There's only 5 members from the government, from Labor, that will be there. So by the time you take in the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, the Minister for the COVID response, doesn't leave much room for others. But we are obviously connected and doing our mahi, keeping the normal business going on behind the scenes of the motu through Zoom. And we'll be tuning in later on today, but it will be just a very scaled back normal proceedings of the Parliament.
Thanks. One of Labor's heroes in the Labor Party history passed away this day of 1974. That was Norman Kirk. I know that you come from a political family. This man, how did he feature in the way your whānau and even yourself thought or think of politics?
Well, I mean, he's the stuff of legend, you know. I was too young at the time. I was born in 72, so I was just a toddler, but I just grew up all my life, my parents talking about Big Norm and how a wonderful leader, prime minister that he was. His background, he was actually very close to our whānau because, you know, obviously he was Canterbury lad, and he often called into our... Oh, for my grandfather, he called into my poa and toa, as we say in the south, around to their place, and he'd often stop by for have a cup of tea, conversations. Very close with our whānau, and he just had so much promise, I guess. It was such a landmark time, and of course, my late aunt Whetū Tirikatene Sullivan was in his cabinet. When he was Prime Minister. So it was just so devastating, I guess, if it was, this day, all those years ago. I still hear the stories now when the news broke and our family was driving in our car and we heard it on the radio. And, it was just quite emotional. Even though I wasn't there, just to see the emotion in my family. So that's the impact that he had. And so, it's wonderful that... that we can call back to that.